was founded as an atheist utopia in 1880 by lawyer George Walser, who named it after the Liberal League in nearby Lamar. That's where we lived. The city had restrictions on both religious buildings and saloons, instead offering intellectual pursuits. George Walser was an anti-religionist, agnostic lawyer, and former state legislator who wished to create an atheist free thinker. You hear that word a lot lately, huh? They're free thinkers. So he wanted a free thinker utopia. And it was named after the Liberal League in Lamar, Missouri, which Walser was a member of at the time. So he purchased 2,000 acres of land, advertised across the country for atheists to join his town. And their slogan and the invitation to atheists was, have neither God, hell, church, nor saloon. Walser organized a reformed school system that sought to promote liberal education, free from the bias of Christian theology, and had instructional classes on Sundays to replace religious services. The Free Thought University was founded in 1886 with a staff of 7 teachers providing regular lectures, hosting intellectual debates. Christian practitioners began arriving in Liberal soon after it was founded, but were initially met with resistance by Walser. They quietly bought homes within the town, began to hold religious services, which were interrupted by Walser. And the Christian group later moved to nearby plots of land after being evicted. A new town named Pedro was established in 1884 by Christians, and Walser erected a barbed wire fence around Liberals. He's got to lock them in now. Right, it's like his own little North Korea now. Walser eventually relaxed restrictions on saloons, 1887, churches, 1889, and he later converted to Christianity before his death in 1910. And Walser would go on to admit, basically, that without God, his standards in forming and sustaining that community caused it to fail. And he goes on to say it would fall apart, you know, couldn't survive. So he realized that any group of people set apart from a moral standard would decline into chaos. And that's exactly what happened to that little town. When there was no moral standard, it just fell apart. And to save his little town, he said, yeah, we better let some Christians in. And they did, and the town kind of stabilized a little bit. And so there's a whole lot more on this, but I know it's a Wednesday. But I just was thinking about this town here. And, you know, I thought about that time we went and door knocked and met a bunch of wonderful people there. Really nice, just small town country people. And, you know, learning about the history of it, because we had always wondered, you know, why is it called Liberal? Who named a town Liberal? Well, learning about the story of the town, we figured it out. Very interesting here. But here's what I wanted to read to you, just for a simple thought this evening. Reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. You know, God is the standard, and we are to reflect that to a lost and dying world. And just remember, without Christ, all is lost. We have no hope without Christ. So let's remember that tomorrow as we go about our day, as we interact with the people around us. Let's remember who we are, what we stand for, and the standard that we are to uphold. This evening, if there's anyone subject to the gospel invitation, whether you need to put on Christ in baptism, you can do that. Or if you've done that and fallen away, you want to come back home, or you just need prayers. We'd love to do that for you. We'd love to pray for you, pray with you. Whatever you need this evening, please let someone know as we stand, as we sing.